This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's hardline judiciary chief has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. Initial results released Saturday propelled Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the country's supreme leader, into Tehran's highest civilian position. The vote appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. He won 17.8 million votes in the contest, dwarfing those of the race's sole moderate candidate. However, Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. The candidacy, in the sense that the election served more as a coronation for him, sparked widespread apathy among eligible voters. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was appointed for a second five-year term Friday by the 193-member UN General Assembly. The 15-member Security Council earlier this month recommended the General Assembly reappoint Guterres. His second term starts on January 1st next year. Guterres succeeded Ban Ki-moon in January of 2017. This was just weeks before former president, U.S. President Donald Trump became president. Much of Guterres' first term was focused on placating Trump, who questioned the value of the United Nations and multilateralism. The United States is the largest U.N. financial contributor, responsible for 22% of the regular budget and around a quarter of the peacekeeping budget. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has started restoring funding cuts made by Trump to UN agencies and re-engage with the world body. This is VOA News. In a rare move, the UN General Assembly has condemned Myanmar's military coup and called for an arms embargo against the country in a resolution demonstrating widespread global opposition to the junta and demanding the restoration of the country's democratic transition. Supporters had hoped the 193-member world body would approve the resolution unanimously by consensus, but Belarus called for a vote. The measure was approved with 119 countries voting a yes, Belarus voting no, 36 countries abstaining. While not legally binding, the resolution reflects international condemnation of the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's party from power. U.S. President Joe Biden is marking another milestone in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control. Biden announced Friday that 300 million COVID-19 vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden is crediting scientists, companies, the American people, and his whole-of-government effort. The president noted that 65% of adults have received at least one shot, setting the stage for most Americans to have relatively normal summer as businesses reopen and employers hire. Despite that achievement, Biden is in danger of failing to meet his target of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. The official COVID death toll in Brazil is about to hit 500,000, the second highest in the world. At the same time, science is on trial inside the country, then the truth is up for grabs. Brazil's Senate is publicly investigating how the toll got so high, focusing on why President Jair Bolsonaro's far-right government ignored opportunities to buy vaccines for months while relentlessly pushed hydroxychloroquine. That's a malaria drug that rigorous studies have shown to be ineffective in treating COVID-19. An Indian health official says his country, the world's largest manufacturer of vaccines, wants to resume exports of coronavirus jabs but cannot do so until its domestic needs are met. Dr. Vinod K. Paul says in an interview with the Associated Press that once India's immediate need of vaccinating a significant proportion of its people is achieved, it would like to play the role of serving others. Paul defended the Indian government's move to restrict vaccine exports in April as it battled a ferocious surge in infections in January. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.